The Olympic medalists have been on quite a ride and are happy to be back home. Many of them have just returned from a visit to the White House and then honored with the hometown celebration on Main Street. All of the hometown medalists are also happy to share their accomplishment with the local kids. For snowboard slopestyle gold medalist Sage Kotzenberg, it wasn't that long ago he was admiring his sports heroes.
I'd say most of all, it's like all the kids coming out. I remember meeting Ross Powers, Danny Kasson, and J.D. Thomas, the guys that swept halfpipe in Salt Lake. And I remember meeting them, and I remember that like it was yesterday, you know. And so when I meet the kids now that are saying, like, yeah, I snowboard, or even if, you know, they do another sport, if they, you know, if they're getting into ski jumping or ice skating, and they're like, yeah, I watched you in the Olympics, it's so cool. And, you know, you're just inspiring a whole new generation of people that I remember being that kid, and now there's more kids now that are like looking up to you, and they want to, you know, go to the Olympics, or at least, you know, maybe it's not even the Olympics for them. Maybe it's just winning a local competition or being in the sport, you know, just that is the coolest part for me.
And for slopestyle skier gold medalist Josh Christensen, he's still thrilled when he meets other athletes.
I'd say the best part of it is just yet this medal itself. Growing up watching the Olympics, I mean, every 4 years I would try and skip school and watch every event I could at my parents' house. And it's so crazy. It's something I never thought I'd have. And I didn't have the possibility until 3 years ago when our sport got accepted into the Olympics. So it's so cool. And also the opportunities that have arisen since have been amazing. I got to go on the Letterman show, which is super fun. And it's just really cool to come home and see all the support and be recognized. It's kind of weird. I'm still a fan inside, and I still see all these other athletes and kind of geek out on them. And it's kind of hard for me to realize that I'm also on the other side of that. So it's cool.
He says the quick trip to the White House was also a highlight as an Olympian.
I never thought I would actually go inside the White House or meet the president. So it was an amazing experience. I can't thank the ski team enough for letting us do that. We were able to kind of have a self-guided tour around the White House, and I was able to see like George Washington's sword and a lot of history. And then getting to shake Barack's hand and getting a hug from Michelle Obama was, I didn't want to wash my hand for a while. I kind of just looked at it and was shaking a little bit that actually happened. So it was cool. It was something I never thought I would get to do.
Christensen says his fire is lit and burning brightly, and he'll be working hard to qualify for the 2018 Games. Alpine giant slalom gold medalist Ted Ligety says winning gold opens a lot of doors. It's great to be recognized on cereal box covers and have television appearances and sponsorship monies, but he says watching your dreams come true is the most amazing thing.
I think the coolest part is just being able to having achieved something you've been dreaming about since you're a little kid. I mean, of course, doing all that other stuff and the sponsors and all that stuff is nice. It's nice to be able to make a living at your sport, but being able to... you know, achieve something you've been dreaming about since you're a little kid, I think is the coolest part.
And for bobsled driver and medalist Steve Holcomb, it's nice to know that hard work pays off.
The sense of accomplishment and knowing that when you work hard and it comes through, just being able to, and showing them off. I definitely like to show off my medals, and you get a lot of, you know, inspiring kids and seeing what they're, you know, they have hopes and dreams. I remember when I was in that position looking up to the, you know, the alpine ski racers when I was alpine skiing, you know, wanting to do what they did. And I'm hoping that I can inspire some kids to want to do what I do.
Holcomb hasn't committed to competing at the next Games in 2018. He says that's a big commitment.
4 years is a long time, so it's a big commitment. I mean, imagine going to college and then finishing and then realizing you're just going to start college over again and do that 4 or 5 times in a row. It starts to wear on you a little bit. So, I mean, 4 years is a long time to stay focused and to gear up. It's going to go by quickly. It'll come fast. But, I mean, it is still a long, grueling process. And, you know, it doesn't get any easier as you're getting older. So, I don't know. We're going to take it one day at a time and just see where I'm at in a few weeks and kind of go from there.
Ligety, however, says he's got the 2018 Games in sight and in the meantime has some other things to check off his bucket list before he thinks of retiring.
I still have a lot of big goals. I still want to win the overall title. That's still something that's evaded me. So that's, I guess, the next big goal. But to continue, you know, trying to get a few more giant slalom globes as well and, you know, just trying to continue to win more races.
For Kotzenberg, this summer will be all about learning some new tricks.
I got plenty more up my sleeve. I constantly think of new tricks. I have even more tricks than that in the slopestyle course. You can't put all your tricks in one course, but I have a plethora of new ones.
Many of the athletes stayed for hours after the parade to sign autographs and pose for photos. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.